Crossing Live to the Sports Desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Boom. Yeah, we kind of do, Louis. We kind of do there. I've been getting some things.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, mate. I haven't told you this, but I'll just say it on air. Going to miss you, bro.
We haven't gone to
it. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. It's been real. Doing the good oil. Can't wait. Actually, can't wait for you to get back. Put it that way.
Don't wait too hard.
No, it's all right. I'll leave the candle lit and you can put it out when you get home. Hey, sure. Just coming off the back of the whole NPC disappearing from our TV screens in 2026, maybe one game a week, still unsure of the finer details there. TVNZ have gone boom with a lot of live sport coming to them, so maybe someone like that could pick it up. I'm not sure, but TVNZ, they will have the ANZ Premiership this year. That'll be played on TVNZ2 and TVNZ Plus. That you can also watch the Football Ferns. They will be on TVNZ Plus and Duke. UEFA's Euro 2024 tournament will also be on TVNZ. New Zealand Hockey have signed an agreement with them to play the internationals as well as the domestic Premier Hockey League, which starts off in November. They also have year-round MMA action from the PFL, which Sugarfoot Ray Seffel's involved with. So maybe someone like them could throw their hat in the ring.
Brian, I saw this, and I tell you what my instant reaction was. I would need someone to explain to me how sustainable that is, because TVNZ are going through major renovations of their business model at the moment. They've had to make many, 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 many people redundant. They're cutting Sunday. They're cutting Fair Go, which is just insane.
Crazy.
For me to think. Is live sport going to generate revenue for them? Are the codes, who's paying to have it on their channels? And are we going to get a couple of years down the track and it's going to be like, oh no, well this was never a long term thing and it wasn't going to work? I just would hate for these sports to kind of put all their eggs in the TVNZ basket, and then what I'm trying to explain is I think it's pretty good time for me to just watch from afar, because I think the next few years in sports media is going to be very muddling, and I just don't know where we're going to get to. Like, our state broadcaster, which is semi-commercial, surely can't just be the one footing the bill for all of the sport to be. Which, free-to-air, it's brilliant, and I love that 3Now's stepped in as well, but News Hub's just been shut down. Like, Discovery's not making money. I know we're at the bottom of the kind of flow, like the recession in the advertising dollar has shrunk, but how sustainable is this? I just need somebody smart to explain to me how that in 5 years they could still be doing it, or is this a short-term thing and then, you know, they'll bounce to another. Someone else is going to pop up and have to get involved for these sports to be on television, because otherwise are we heading to a place where, what, they just aren't covered?
Yeah, that worst-case scenario, right? Worst-case scenario, or they just do it cheap, because a lot of their bills are paid from their TV deals, right? So, yeah, it's interesting space. It's going to be almost completely different when you get back to these shores. But something, I think, to just keep an eye on in the future. And just quickly before we head to this last break, NZC and Sony Pictures Network in India have signed digital rights to play all Black Caps and White Ferns matches into India, into their territories, with over a billion people prepared to watch it. And then that may actually lift the eighth most searched athlete in Google in 2023 up higher a bit. And if you didn't know who the eighth most searched athlete of 2023 was, it was Rachin Ravindra.
Brilliant. Rachin Ravindra, superstar. We're talking Rachin Ravindra. Did you see the score in the IPL overnight this morning? Did you see what Sunrisers Hyderabad put up?
I saw what
they posted. 277. And Travis hit 62 of 24. Sharma had 63 from 23. Klaassen had 80 from 34.
and last I saw, the Indians were on their way to chasing it.
They got all out for a mammoth score themselves. They didn't get all out. They just couldn't get close. 246. So they put out a pretty good fist of it. Right. Eddie, nice to hear from you. Unnamed texter. Oh, no, it's Bo. Bo, brilliant. See you at Pomeroy's for some... Yeah, I actually will be at Pomeroy's, Bo. Do you know what I look like? If you see me, come and say g'day. That's quite funny. Did you see me the last night as well? Brent, good to hear from you. And Dingo Dave, love it. Thanks, boys.